Pupils with Migrant Background Now Majority in Nearly 1,000 Elementary Schools. By Peter Cattell on August 3, 2022. Just under 1,000 elementary schools in a single region of Germany are of a migrant background, official data has revealed. Children with a migrant background now make up the majority of students in just under 1,000 schools in a single region of Germany. A considerable proportion of all the schools there, official statistics have revealed. The data emerges as the country's federal authorities angle for further mass migration into the country in the hopes of alleviating staff shortages experienced by businesses in the wake of COVID-19. According to a post by State Bundestag MP Carlo Clemens reflecting on official government statistics, of North Rhine-Westphalia's 2,787 primary schools, students with a migrant background make up a majority of students in 994 of them. Of these 994, 54 of them are in the highest category where 90-100% of students are of a migrant background, according to the published figures. Anyone who still speaks of integration as a solution to mass immigration wants to deceive, Clemens wrote on social media while commenting on the statistics. If the current demographic developments continue, it will be the children without a migration background who will have to integrate, he went on to claim. While the future is always unpredictable, based on current rhetoric coming from officials in the country, these trends do indeed look likely to continue, with ministers in Germany's federal government actively angling to bring in more migrants. For example, the ostensibly right-leaning Freie Demokratische Partei, or Free Democratic Party, FDP, really a globalist, pro-business party, has been pushing for more migrants to be brought into Germany immediately, with the party's parliamentary leader saying that such an influx would solve the country's ongoing labor shortage, as well as to facilitate the retirement of the country's baby boomer generation. The situation is dramatic, and because that's the case, we need immigration, parliamentary leader Christian Dürr argued, who said that anyone who can work should be let in. After all, he pays taxes and pays into the pension, Dürr went on to say. Meanwhile, the country's Antifa-linked interior minister, Nancy Faeser, is aiming to introduce an amnesty for up to 100,000 illegal migrants already in the country. While the effects of these policies will ultimately remain unknown until implemented, it appears fair to say that they would both likely affect the number of migrants in Germany, something that has already had a significant demographic effect on the country. This was confirmed earlier in the year when the country's official statistics office reported that over 1 in 4 people in Germany were now of a migrant background. If current trends persist, this number is expected to rise to 1 in 3 by 2040. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, @Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.